You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Out stealing horses with my baby tonight. Cutting through fence lines, moving silent in the moonlight. Somebody tried to stop us, but my baby cut him down. Now I lead those stolen horses over blood upon the ground, on the ground. Out stealing horses with my baby tonight. There's a posse on our trail riding hard up behind. We're making for the hills, but on the horizon there's a light. If we can get there before sun up, we'll be alright, we'll be alright. Out stealing horses with my baby tonight. He is bleeding in his saddle, slumped over to the right. The crack of rifle shot comes down on us from high. And my baby screams he loves me, and I know he'll never die. He'll never die. Some men are built to last, some to burn bright, and just the ones. Lovers left behind live every moment in pain. Yeah, my baby was a horse thief. I miss him every day, every day.
Big yeehaw to that. Out stealing horses with DC Maxwell, who's in the studio. Kia ora, DC. Kia ora, Daniel. How are you?
Oh, kia ora, Rachel. I'm good. And I just want to say real big shout out to your Kiwi accented yeehaw.
Thank you. I do try. Nice to have you up here in the studio, because you've got a very cool cover out for New Zealand Music Month of one of your all-time favourite bands, possibly your all-time favourite band.
Oh, that's a tough one. But yeah, they definitely are up there. I think, gun to my head there, they are absolutely one of the greatest of all time.
Who are we talking about here, DC?
Oh, that's a good idea. I should say that. So I've covered a song by Skeptics, and I covered the song Agitator.
It is an amazing band. We were talking about this the other day with Rick Brees, of all people, who's a big Skeptics fan as well. There is still no one that sounds like Skeptics. They just have created something so singular that there is no other reference point for them but themselves, you know?
Yeah, totally. They just push the boat out so far into just the craziest sonic territory. And band. You're totally right. Like, it's decades since that band has released anything, or, you know, they stopped being a band. And yeah, no one even comes close to them. I think they kind of encapsulate everything that is brilliant about New Zealand music to me, which is just this kind of ecstatic religious commitment to creativity,
yeah.
Like not caring about any commercial aspect whatsoever.
And also there's something about it being so like rural punk, kind of industrial and gothic and something like that, that's so singularly very New Zealand, very 80s kind of sound.
Yeah.
When did you first kind of discover Skeptics? What was your kind of first foray into that sound?
Yeah, I didn't. So I think one of the main reasons I wanted to cover the song was because I discovered Skeptics kind of later in my, like, I guess 18, 19 year old days. And I kind of thought, why the hell haven't I heard of this band before? This is amazing. There was actually an art exhibition on censorship in New Zealand, and they were showing the Skeptics video AFCO, which is, if you haven't seen it, you have to watch it. It's one of the most insane, incredible, quite graphic and gripping New Zealand music videos.
It's uncensored footage of Abattoir, so
it's
pretty full noise. Still pretty full noise to watch it today. It's not one of those things where, you know, you look at some censored stuff from certain periods of time, you're like, oh, how quaint. You're like, no, this is still really hundies video.
And the band or the singer David's like covered in blood and wrapped in plastic like a cut up lamb himself. But yeah, so I saw that and I was like, what is this? And then that's not even talking about the sound, which is this like really intense kind of grinding industrial noise, but with also this theatrical like pop, like theatrical operatic kind of songwriting.
Totally.
It's really, really amazing combination.
Yeah. And so when you were kind of hearing Skeptics, this would have been when you were in your baby punk days as well, playing in Royds and kind of getting into that scene. So I can see how that kind of pulled you in. We've talked about this before with DC Maxwell as a project. This is kind of like really still in your punk, you know, grounding, but taken into that kind of pop operatic space almost yourself. Your Scott Walker phase or something, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's about songwriting and the kind of songs that I can write. And it's almost like the music is a frame for that kind of storytelling that I want to tell. And that having kind of a wide open space and kind of these quite structured pop productions has kind of allowed me to get into that. But it was really interesting doing Skeptics because I was like, how am I going to do this?
Because
they also have this incredibly dense and kind of layered sound that I kind of, although it's completely different, get into in my record. And I was like, I'm actually, you know what, just not even going to try. And we're just going to strip the song back to its absolute, like, the rawest elements I could do. And we just had me in an acoustic guitar in a, like, a big echoey warehouse.
Nice.
That kind of, try and capture that industrial thing.
Did you have permission to be in the warehouse? Did you just find a warehouse?
Oh, the warehouse. So this song release kind of is accompanied with like a live video.
Okay,
and I think, I believe the people that own the warehouse have asked me to call it The Void.
The Void.
Yeah.
Nice. Live from The Void.
Yeah.
That's always where we're at on any given morning. I do think this is a really perfect song for you, Daniel, because also there's something about, you know, when we think about New Zealand music as a sort of overarching thing, when it comes to sounds like Skeptics, you've both got that shared gothic kind of quality to it. Is it something that you think about when you're writing for your own music? Does it just come naturally to you? It's your sensibility.
First, thank you for the comparison, because like these guys are like absolute gods to me, and I like really, really respect all the music that they made. I think it wasn't always something that I thought about, but it definitely is now. Like, I think when I was young and kind of finding out what I liked in music, I was, like a lot of people, was going to like overseas music. And I remember a media studies teacher gave me The Birthday Party, like Nick Cave's early, like really graphic, intense punk music. And I was like, whoa, this is crazy. But then hearing bands like Skeptics, you realize like, wow, there were bands in New Zealand that were pushing
crazy
the boat
year.
Out
yeah,
even further than The Birthday Party.
Yeah.
And that's really cool. And I think now, as a songwriter, I am, the number one thing I want to represent is myself as a New Zealander, and have the stories that I'm talking about in music being like set in a New Zealand context and connecting with New Zealand audiences, I think that's kind of a easier route to truth than when I was a teenager and trying to sing in an Arctic Monkeys British accent and that kind of thing.
Hey, we were about the same age at that time, and I understand the impetus to do that. It's pretty hard not to want to be in that headspace. But yeah, I think there is something really cool. And I do also think with this particular track, it's Agitator that you've covered.
Mm-hmm.
Why this song specifically that you've chosen?
That is a good question. So for a long time, first of all, I asked some members, Nick Ruffin, a former member of the Skeptics, if I could cover it, and he said, "Oh, yeah." He said yes, and he said, he said Chris Knox used to call the song "Agitator Stadium Rock," which I think is very funny when you hear the song, because it's like what Twisted Stadium Chris Knox is imagining is of. Up for debate, but I've always kind of heard the song and been like, someone's got to cover this. This is like an incredible, has so much depth and so much range. And also in terms of like the subject matter, I think a lot like Aldous Harding does, Skeptics use like imagery and kind of surrealist words and phrases to kind of come close to this really cold, real truth. Like it's easy on the surface to say, oh, that sounds like nonsense, but it's actually like getting to something a lot deeper than sometimes you can get in a clear-cut manner.
Yeah, totally.
And I think
that's poetry, baby.
Yeah, it is poetry. And I think Agitator for me is a song that's about kind of hearing or witnessing kind of global horrors from New Zealand and kind of feeling helpless and enraged by it all, but wanting to like having this kind of aggression and wanting to do something, which is obviously a song for right here, right now.
Absolutely. I think we should hit it. Where can people get this from, Daniel?
You can go to d.c.maxwell. oh, sorry, I don't actually know. On Instagram and go to my Bandcamp and you can get it. Yeah, it's a wonderful track, and I'm hope that if I introduce two or three people to Skeptics, I'll have done my job.
Before we let you go as well, Matt's texted, "Hey DC, would you be okay if I got a tattoo of some of your Horse Thief lyrics?"
I would absolutely love that. And there's a bit of symmetry. I've actually got a Skeptics tattoo.
What's your Skeptics tattoo?
I got it when I was living overseas and I was so homesick and I was watching all these Skeptic videos, and it's a beautiful little lamb with a halo over its head.
Oh,
and I was all very close to getting AFCO over the top. But at the last minute, Jess was like, don't do that. And I'm so thankful that I don't have the Freezing Works logo tattooed on my arm.
Shout outs to Jess. That's what you need. Everyone needs a Jess to their Daniel.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you very much, Daniel. DC Maxwell, this is a brand new cover of Agitator out today.
Hear the air squeeze out of my squeeze box. Insult to nothing, cause Jesus, it stops. Hear the air, hear the air, hear the air, hear the air. Oh, little man in the Colosseum, and the singing, it stops. While in Canton, a Buddha weeps. Hear the air, hear the air. Insult to nothing, cause Jesus, it stops. I hear the air, I hear the air, I hear the air, I hear the air. A little man in the Colosseum, and the singing, it stops. While someone far away can talk. A Buddha weeps. Yes, he weeps. I hear the air. I hear the air.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.